Can I have your attention? These beaches are officially closing for today. That means absolutely no more swimming.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Michael Kaczmar. Welcome to Lifeguards Off Duty with Dr. Michael Kaczmar. And we have a nice show today. Today's May the 31st, the year of our Lord, 2023 AD. So we just finished up a Memorial Weekend, and we all worked. We had a crazy weekend. This was the I've been lifeguarding for like 30 years. Rare do we have rescues and warm enough water to go in Memorial Weekend. It's usually a big beach day, thousands and thousands of people, but usually it's not an issue in the water.
That was the busiest Memorial Day weekend I've ever seen.
Yeah.
In 10 years.
Yeah. We were setting up Friday. And we had multiple rescues. And Sean had a big one. Sean had a swam a rope out about 100 yards, right?
Yeah, that was fun.
On Friday?
Yeah, yeah, in about 50-degree water.
We were on the other side of the pier. We have about like a mile stretch of beach. We were basically on the other side. Took a quad around the pier. Nico was driving. Mm-hmm. In like water that went to our feet on the quad. like full
yeah, throttle. They went across.
What, hey, that's what those things are designed for, right?
Yeah, set it up. But before you hold your thought. We're setting up. No. I wanted to tell a story, but I want to get the setup first, though, because this is a little, the setup is so much, you know. We went in, right, and we got there. I got there around 11, 12 o'clock. I don't remember.
About that, me too.
Now, low tide was probably 7 in the morning, so we were going to high tide. Most of the time, we knew it was big ocean. It was blowing northeast since Monday. This is now Friday, and it's nonstop. And you know, I was looking at the ocean, and the runs were cooking. And also, there was hundreds of people on the beach, young kids. And I said to our captain, I said, "Rob, man, this is crazy." And he goes, mm-hmm. "Well, we'll keep an eye on everything, but we got to get this equipment up." So we put a couple of young kids, lifeguards who we had, to say keep an eye on things, and had a radio. Okay, so we're down at the other end, Sean and I.
Setting up the other side of the beach.
Right, and then the phone, Rob goes, "Go get him," something like that, whatever. The guy's out there. We hear these guys out there, and should he get him?
We don't really know where they are.
So this was after I left for the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
So probably 10, 20 minutes after.
So we're messing around with the mule. So I said to Nico, and I said, go.
We go. Nico's driving around the pier. The water's going to our feet on the quads. He's full revving it. We're going nowhere fast because it's full of water. Eventually, the water dissipates or goes away. We gun it to the other side of the beach. They're in there. There's two guys that took a red out. I don't know why. Was a little annoyed about that. I took a red out to the guy.
Let's put it this way. One was, going straight, and the other kid was going north, so go ahead.
They were both with him. Nico and me thought we were just going to get the yellow and pull him in. There was nobody there. But, so Nico drops me off. I just keep an eye on them with the radio, and I'm just standing on one of their quads. Nico goes to go find a box and a rope can to pull him in. He takes what felt like forever to go get it, but he was quick, just, in the moment. And gives me the yellow when he comes back and swim out. It was the full rope box. At that point, it was quite a swim.
Right. Now, let me tell you. So now, let me give you my perspective, right? Now, to make it, we weren't set up. We weren't scheduled to work that day. It's Friday. It was set up and we were going to work Saturday.
I think the initial text from Cap was we're going to just set up a few boats and get out of there. Get our gear and leave.
Right. Nobody, and again, usually the water's so cold. So I did check the water temperature in the morning because I had a sneaky sneaky idea that it might be warm because there was some people in the water. It was 60 degrees, which is warm enough for these kids to go in. Now, I'm in the north end. So I hear Rob going, they're having difficulty, he got out with the rope, but it's so far out, and it was, I don't know who was on the beach, but they were having a hard time pulling the kid in, them in, because the run was cranking so much, and you were probably 100 yards out,
Yeah, the full box. Yeah,
full box. So I leave, people don't understand this, I leave in front of Kearney. I have to go north first, out into the street, go all the way down about almost a mile, go through another gate and then all the way down the beach. I get there, and it's two rookies trying to pull them in, and it wasn't happening. So it took all three of us to muscle that rope to get these guys in. In the meantime, it was Sean and the victim and Lumberg. And at that point, I guess Barker, which is the other lifeguard, was trying to swim in. So as we came in, I stopped the rope. And Barker hooked up. Now remember, you guys, you must have been freezing. I mean,
it was freezing. And Lumberg and Barker are by no means small dudes. They're probably over 200 pounds each.
Yeah.
On top of the victim was probably over 200 pounds.
It was tough pulling him in.
The rope broke right when we could touch, right when we could walk the guy in.
Right. And here's the thing: we didn't have an opportunity to stretch the ropes out, to check
them. That's what I mean. It's equipment day. Yeah.
So we were going to do all of that actually, and then thank God it broke then and there, because what would have happened is we would have had to get another rope can, and I don't know if we had, and would have had it went down. So that was that. But before that one, we had another rescue, and Lumberg did. I don't know where you weren't there, but the kid got in, and he was yelling for help. And,
Friday was crazy.
It was crazy.
That happened. Me and Sean were in the truck at the back of town waiting to get some boats, and first the fire alarm
went off. I was coming to meet you guys with the
first
boat, right?
First the fire, water rescue alarm went off, because they were going on a call.
Right.
And then we got a call about the rescue happening. So we're trying to make it through town to get up to the beach.
Right.
It's just so hectic. And it's day one, boom, we're right into
it. So here's the thing about that rescue. And I think that, it was really neat. And so we get the kid in, and I'm telling these guys, come on, let's go. Let's get the rope in. Let's move, because we may have to make another rescue. You know me. I'm like, let's get going. Let's load the cannon up again, if we have to fire. So just as the kid's out, he's got his glasses on. He's happy. I don't think that kid, had maybe 30 seconds of uncomfort, being a little bit discomfort, other than cold. He never, we wasn't, we got him. So he was fine. He's on the beach. All of a sudden, right? I'm saying, all at 1 second, Seaside Heights Fire and Rescue show up, with three trucks, the whole cavalry, boats and helicopters. And, you got Triborough shows up with three, three trucks.
The news crew show up.
Yeah, I mean, they had to call down the Coast Guard, because they got a phone call. People were saying that there was multiple victims out in the shipping lanes, So everybody came running. So I turn around, and, we're dried off. We're just... And it's 10 cops. So anyway, there's all these people. So I go to the lady. I played stupid. I said, who saved that guy? And Billy goes, it was a lifeguard. And I said, who? What lifeguards? And she goes, Seaside Heights lifeguards. So, anyway, it was pretty dramatic. But that's the important thing. You have to have lifeguards. Thank God we were there. But I've never seen. A Labor Day. Now, of course, that was Friday. Saturday, we had multiple rescues. We had bad water. And it was really high tide when the run was cooking, which is usually not the case. Sunday was bad. And then Monday, it just blew so hard. We had a rescue or two. But, to me, it was really, it was cold. But Saturday and Sunday were crazy.
Yeah, it's been blowing northeast, I think, for 2 weeks now. It feels like it. But
yeah,
I think
it should
switch before the weekend.
I don't know. They're saying that Friday it's going to switch, and then Saturday, Sunday it's going to go back to northeast again. And that's another thing. You rarely get a dry northeaster this long. You usually get a northeaster. It's just rain and cloudy, but this has been a northeaster, dry and pushes the water, warm water in. That's another whole thing. So it's pretty weird.
I was freezing cold on Monday. Mm-hmm. Up on that stand.
Yeah, it was cold. I had
in the morning it was warm, so I just brought. A sweatshirt and my shorts.
Yeah, you didn't think.
And then next thing you know, noon hits and we're all, we're taking first break and I'm just up there absolutely shivering. I had to run up and get a pair of sweats.
What I did, it was so cold. I was on the north end. I went and got umbrellas for everybody. We put the umbrellas on the side of the stand.
I thought about doing that.
I did. I mean, these kids were rock solid cold. And I mean,
they didn't want to get any heat from up top on my first day.
No. They were really, really cold. That was a bad day. But there was people in the water. Here's the thing. So Monday, right? It's cold. We're on a stand, and of course,
water was probably warmer than the air.
But here's the thing: point. People, we stopped selling bands at 5.
Oh yeah,
at 5, there were still people buying them at 4:30.
Well, they don't tell them too.
No, they tell them we're closing. That's it. We're done.
They don't tell them at 4:30. We're not going to sell anymore. 5.
No, they do. They say we're stopped selling at 5. They say no. They do. They have to tell them. They tell them that, but. you know, I mean, it's cold, and I mean, people, you could see it's cold. I don't know why people wanted to go on the beach, but people were crazy.
It looked like a July weekend out there this weekend.
Yeah, it was busy.
Did either of you go to the boardwalk at night?
No, but no. I heard it was a shit show.
No.
I saw some crazy shit this weekend on the boardwalk. Yeah. Well, so me and my girlfriend, this was Sunday night. We just took a walk down the boardwalk, stopped at a couple bars, tried out the new Jersey Roll bar.
Yeah, how was that?
Well, remember how terrible the bathrooms in the Aztec were?
Legendarily awful.
Legendarily awful. They finally fixed that. So there's like a usable men's bathroom there.
That's awesome.
But you know what I like about it is they really didn't change much at all. They just like...
Can we describe what the Aztec bathroom was like?
Okay, so hopefully some of our listeners know what the Aztec is. They've seen it on Jersey Shore.
It was... The bathroom, though, was legitimately a closet the size with no door, a small piece of wood blocking you from the door, and like you just pee into this disgusting hole coming out.
Was there a stall and like an actual toilet in there as well? But like no barrier in between. This place was disgusting. And I remember like they went there on the Jersey, because we didn't get our house till 2012. So I really had never gone to Seaside before that. And the only thing I knew about Seaside was watching the Jersey Shore show. So I thought Aztec was this like amazing club, kind of like Bamboo and Karma.
Yeah.
The first time I went there on my 21st birthday, I was like appalled. I was like, this place is disgusting. But anyway, they completely renovated it. They didn't do too much. Like they didn't change really that much at all. So it's like the Aztec, but like really nice.
So let me.
But anyway. Yeah. We're walking down the boardwalk, and it's just like, it's prom season, right? So I was expecting to see, you know, some of the teenagers out there, but I've never seen this many prom kids in Seaside Heights on one night. No room on the boardwalk. We're walking back from the Beachcomber back towards the north end, and out of nowhere, like, a mob starts right in front of Three Brothers. And apparently, there was like a fight going on in the middle of it. And then just kids come sprinting from every direction. Like, I thought we were going to get caught in, like, a crowd crush. I'm hovered over Marissa, like, holding her like this, expecting us to get trampled. Yeah. And then there must be, like, 200 kids at this point all pressing in right in front of Three Brothers. I see from the middle of the crowd just a sign get lifted up and smash down on somebody. And then one cop just goes running into it to try to break things up.
Yeah.
And then right after that, we're standing in front of the Midway Steakhouse. Some kid dressed as Spider-Man just like breaks in to like behind the counter and then like runs out with someone. And like they're all recording each other on their phones.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was such madness.
Right. So I'm gonna make a couple points. First of all, you know, usually the month of June is prom, you know, a lot of prom kids. But Memorial Weekend is not necessarily all prom. I mean, it's usually a mixed crowd.
There's always prom kids.
Right, right. But not to, like, for Dom. It's like, you know, half and half. There's a lot of other people come down. I think you make a good point. And from what I hear from the beach control, they have more of a finger on who they're dealing with and who's buying tickets. They said to me it was between, like, 16 to 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
The vast majority, you know, 70, 80% of the people. And
you can all tell they have like their floofy haircut,
broccoli cut, not a hair on their face.
You know what? This is one thing that I think is interesting. It's something to me, for me, sounds like a good thing. Maybe we're this OD stuff, and you know, but there was not many fatal overdoses. I don't know of any, but Sean, there's usually a lot. Usually there's about three or four on a Memorial Weekend, and there was none of that. And, I mean, most of the kids were drinking. I don't know if they're not doing drugs anymore. They know that they're going to die from that stuff. I mean, there's still some. But, I mean...
Anecdotally, maybe the world's getting better.
Well, I'm just... Hey, listen, I'm hopeful.
I heard, anecdotally, for me, I have little hope for that generation.
I heard from an official that a girl smoked weed, though. And I don't want to... I'm saying official just to, like, hide who it was. A girl smoked weed on the boardwalk. It was laced. And she freaked out and put her hand in a fryer in Midway. So I wonder if the Spider-Man thing that you saw is related to that.
I don't know.
No.
But she was freaking out and shoved her hand in a deep fryer.
I can tell you right now, I wasn't on a boardwalk, and I know there was, you know, a lot of scuffles, but I got to give the Seaside Heights police a lot of kudos. I mean, like, give them a heads. They are proper in for it this summer. They kept that crowd. I mean, think about it. You have 16 to 18 year old, you know, who are drinking. You know, they're young kids, and there wasn't, you know, I mean, there really wasn't anything. I mean, a lot of, like you said, pushing, shoving, stupid shit. Maybe somebody, you know, was a little bit intoxicated, but or more than that. But there was one bad one. There was one bad thing. You know, the kid who was speeding down near the street and hit a 10-year-old kid.
Oh, was that related to all the prom stuff?
No. I heard he was 18 year old.
That was right next to my girlfriend's house.
Yeah, yeah. He was they arrested him. He's an 18-year-old Hispanic. I don't know.
Is he drinking and driving?
He stole a car from Seaside Heights.
Oh, is that what happened?
And was evading the police.
Okay. I didn't hear that.
This was like.
You sure that's the case? Yes. Oh, okay. I didn't hear that.
This was like somewhere near the Seaside Park Marina. That's where they airlift it people Fremont. Out of because they have
Fremont.
A big field.
It was Fremont. It was Fremont and near the school.
Well, this might be two different things.
Yeah, this kid. Yeah,
a kid got hit by a car and dragged for like three blocks in Seaside Park from a stolen car in Seaside Heights.
That was another one. But the thing is, this one was near the park. The kid had a helmet on, and that might have saved his life because he hit the windshield. But anyway, you know, again, when you have that many people, the Seaside Heights police did a great job. I mean, they had a lot of restraint. I don't know, you know, I mean, they kept everything under control, but hopefully
for the most part, that sounds like a lot of stuff happened, Cash.
Yeah. But when you have,
did you see the guy in biker shorts that was high on something right outside the boardwalk? He was on Creatures of Seaside. Shout out Creatures of Seaside.
Let's collab.
He was in tight, like running shorts that are lime green, freaking out. Like, I was driving past him by the thank you for coming to Seaside sign. Just shouting into the sky while, like, cops were just surrounding him. Looked like they didn't even want to go near him.
So, speaking of shouting in the sky, have you, like, noticed this new trend where kids are just screaming help in really crowded, like, areas?
No.
Like, literally just videotaping themselves and screaming help as loud as they can to try to get a reaction.
They could get charges pressed against them for that if someone gets hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to make a point about this, too, because this is, you know, what's all going on. So I got called down on the boardwalk. There was a person supposedly that passed out or was unconscious. So I got down there. He was conscious. He was on the bench. His friend was there. I said, is he doing drugs? Is he high on fentanyl or anything like that? And they said, no, he's been drinking. And I said, do you want to go to the hospital? You okay? And he says, no, I'm okay. And I said, okay. I was talking to the victim. He was conscious. He was there. Cops came. You know, just as I was finishing my interview, they said, listen, you okay? You want to go to the hospital? We'll take you. He's like, no. And I left, you know, and that was it. Now, what the problem is with all of this is a couple things here. We're not allowed, you know, the police are not allowed to call your parents and tell you you're drunk or high on pot. Or if it's not, this is the governor of this state passed an amendment to the marijuana law. So anybody under 21 could drink and smoke in public. All the cops could do is give you a warning. So if your child, unless you're so blown away, staggering drunk, we would arrest you and put you in handcuffs.
What's the name of this law? This sounds so outrageous
Trust me, Tyler, he's done all the research.
You don't have. I mean, if you want to go look at it, I don't want to break the show up. I got other things I want to talk about. But you go look at the marijuana law, and there's an addendum to the law. And when it first came out, it actually made the cops.
Is this in New Jersey or Times River specifically?
No, New Jersey. If the cops called your parents, they would get arrested. They would have charges against them. Okay. And individuals of age 18 but under 21 will face. No, that's not. You got to go. You got to find it where it's there. I'm telling you right now. I did the research.
Keep talking. You'll find it.
So we can't do anything. The cops can't do anything. You could walk down the streets in Seaside with a bottle of booze, whiskey, if you're underage, and the cops could give you a warning. Maybe I don't even think they could take it away from you because it's your property. So this is an issue. You know, what do we do? We can't. And when these kids are really, if they're stoned out of their mind, you know, if they're smoking pot, we can't call their parents. They could be.
Why do you think this law like prevents cops from getting children in trouble?
I don't understand what you're saying. First of all, the law was made, Murphy, because he felt that the law was passed.
Law. Let's,
No, it's a law. Trust me.
But what's the positive side, do you think?
No, he felt that the cops were selecting out minorities for busting them for pot and alcohol. So he said, then none of it's going to happen. So that's why it went that way.
So children were getting arrested too much for drugs?
Yeah, and it was minority. He said that it was minority. That was the reason why they did this addendum to the law. You'll find it. It's there. I'm telling you. And it's a butt.
Okay,
law.
So this is from March 30th, 2021. On Thursday, the NJ legislature passed S5427/S-356. Phil Murphy signed it into law on Friday. The new law now allows NJ law enforcement to provide written notification to parents or guardians of any violations by minors who are caught consuming or in possession of alcohol or marijuana in any of its various forms.
But no ticket.
That, like, contradicts what you're saying.
No, it's not. Listen to me. Listen to me. If you're smoking underage, it's not criminal, it's not delinquent. They can give, they weren't able to tell the parents, and then the police sued that because there was a law. Now,
you got to do the black magic.
Right. But here's the deal.
Okay, well,
here's
what you're talking about. Among the provisions in the February statute, so this law was put into place in response to the legalization of marijuana.
Yes.
It is stating that written notification from law enforcement shall not be provided to parents and guardians for a first violation.
Right.
After that, they can notify.
But it's no violation. It's just that, and it's not against law. So the cops are not going to do that. They're not going to. They got to get your address. They're going to send you. They don't even give you a warning. But here's the thing.
So you're saying the cops are not going to do their job?
No. It's too much. But you can't give them a ticket, and they're not going to call the parents up on when you have hundreds and hundreds and thousands. Hundreds of kids. The point is that they can't give a ticket. They're going to try, but point is they don't have to. It's not illegal, and it's not criminal. At the beginning, they weren't even allowed to tell your parents that you're smoking. Now, I think that law changed, so that was in 21, this is 23. But basically, none of the cops are doing that. No town is doing that, and they're not enforced, and it's not against the law. So you could walk along the beach and smoke. If a cop wants to pull you over and get your name and call your parents, good luck. But, that's not going to happen. It's just not – they don't have the time for that. They got other things to do. If they could give you a ticket and that's more important, you could – then you have a reason. If you give a kid a ticket and say this is wrong and you get enough tickets, you're going to have to go to drug treatment, that's a deterrent. There's no deterrent.
I think some cops are doing their job. I'm going to say that.
No, I can tell you, you can't stop them. You could warn their parents. You could say, give me your number. I'm going to send your parents a letter. Or we're going to call them on the phone. How are you even going to contact them? They give you a phony number, but a kid doesn't have ID on them. You're not going to arrest a kid. You can't arrest anybody. It's not delinquent and it's not a criminal. That's the point.
Can you Google, can cops arrest minorities for weed in New Jersey?
It's not minorities. No, it's anybody.
Minors.
No.
I mean, they...
Get it? It's they can't. You could Google.
I wonder what kind of results that search would give.
I deal with the cops every day in Seaside, in all the towns. They can't arrest you. Now, in other beaches, you can't smoke. What you could get a ticket for is smoking cigarettes, and you could get a ticket for having open containers on a beach or having glass. That's a borough ordinance. So, but it used to be where you could get locked up for smoking pot. No more.
Kaz, what's this article you wanted to talk about?
All right, let's talk about an article. Let's move on. I want to go.
It's not that.
Yeah, you don't have to. Let's as far as this with drowning and everything. I want to talk about. But let me just finish with this thing with this kid on the beach, though. We can't do much. That kid years ago, what I would have done, we would have got his name, we would have held him and called his parents and say, listen, he's stinking drunk. Come and pick him up. We did that all the time. We did it. Trust me, we can't do it anymore. It's not, maybe that law went back and forth. I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about this 15-year-old.
Is this concerning how sometimes, like...
Oh, you want to pull my thing up here?
Oh,
you got it there?
Okay, never mind.
No, sorry. Rules get... No, finish. I'm sorry. Finish.
I was trying.
Finish.
It's discouraging how sometimes rules like that will deter people from doing something in good faith. Is that you, Kay?
No.
This is just training here. So this is just training. So go. Let me. You want to put my iPad or you want to do yours up there? Is this live now? Or you want to do my iPad?
We're looking at it.
Okay. So make it bigger. Let me see. So here's the thing. I want to just talk about this. So there was a drowning of a 15-year-old in Sandy Hook this weekend. And it says, warning about rip currents and water safety. What I understand about this, the tragic drowning, I'll read it here, the tragic drowning of a 15-year-old boy at Sandy Hook Beach is putting a spotlight on water safety. The teen died, and five other people had to be helped out of the water. The lifeguards in other beach in Jersey Shores had performed nearly a dozen rescues over the weekend. We had a dozen on our own beach, so way more than that. And this is, it says, signs near the site of tragedy were warned beachgoers that part of Sandy Hook Beach is unprotected with no lifeguards. Swimming is not allowed. While some beachgoers took a dip near the shore.
Did someone drown?
Yeah, 15-year-old kid. So, and actually, they pulled him out, and the other people went to the hospital. So they were in pretty bad shape, the people that were with him. And
were there lifeguards on duty?
No, they're saying no here.
Okay.
So I just want to, and that's, this is the point. You know, don't swim without a lifeguard. I mean, these people went in and there was no lifeguards there. One, and now a 15-year-old is dead. And, here it is right here. This is why we try to encourage people to swim only when there are lifeguards present, because your chances of surviving are much stronger. This was Denise Blair, U.S. Life Saving Association, Monmouth County. And reach out conditions. One refused medical treatment, and four were treated at local hospitals. So here it goes. As for the tragedy of Sandy Hook, CBS 2 reached out, asked the conditions of the victims who survived. So one kid drowned, 15-year-old died. One refused medical treatment, and four were treated at local hospitals. So they were that bad that they go to the hospital. They could have had, you know, secondary drowning. I don't know, you know, but this is serious stuff. And it's going to be next week is going to continue to be bad. This is very, very dangerous ocean. And I think it's, you know, to make a point.
Well, if you want to swim, come to Seaside Heights, because we're on full time now.
There
right,
you go.
Right, right. We make rescues. We save you, you know. But the thing, so that's it. And as far as this other thing we talked about, you know, with the kids, trust me, I did my research. It's the law. It's not delinquent and it's not criminal. That was an addendum to the law. You have to dig into the law. You could find it. When they passed the law, 21 of age, it had to be 21 to smoke marijuana, mostly at your house, not in public. You could only have so much on board, and you got to buy it legally from a dispensary. Now what they did is they put the addendum. It's not delinquent. It's not criminal. And these kids, though, can't buy it, but they basically could smoke it. So what are they going to do? Are they going to buy it on the black market, where you just said it was tainted? It could be tainted with, you know, fentanyl or whatever. And it's not marijuana. We talk about it in my medical show. It's not safe. It's a nasty drug. You know, it's not what it was years ago. If you go to cdc.org and look at what they say about marijuana, how the downsides to it, it's pretty significant. There's more and more studies coming out.
Alcohol is pretty awful.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But alcohol, I can tell you right now, one thing about alcohol, it's different.
Alcohol
gets out of your system real quick.
People addicted to alcohol die.
Yes.
People addicted to marijuana die.
Oh, they do. Oh, yeah, they do. You go look at the cardiac.
When you try to stop doing either of those drugs.
No, the cardiovascular disease is
No, alcohol is awesome. Kills you. Quitting marijuana doesn't.
No, marijuana kills you too. It's killing a lot of people. You go look at,
I'd like to see.
You're practicing some numbers. Yeah, you're some cognitive bias right here, Cash.
No, I'm not. Go look at the CDC. I've done a lot of research. I've been at lectures with this.
When you are addicted to both these substances and you try to stop both of them, alcohol kills people when they stop cold turkey.
I think you're wrong, and I don't want
to. It's like safer to quit heroin than it is to quit alcohol.
It's benzos and alcohol that kills you. Cold turkey.
I want to just tell you something, Sean, and I've got people in the hospital that I take care of that are in car accidents or motorcycle accidents or whatever, and they're alcoholics, and we put them in the hospital. And they go in withdrawals. It's not that tough. We put them on some Valium or something.
So what happens?
They don't die.
What happens when you withdraw from marijuana?
I don't think that. I think the same thing. I mean, you know, people get anxiety. They get heart rate issues. It's not the withdrawal and when the addiction. The problem with marijuana and alcohol is when you abuse it long term and you take a lot. The thing is with marijuana now, it depends on how you take it and what level. But if you're getting 20-30% THC. You could be impaired. There's a girl right now who is facing two counts of vehicular manslaughter, death by auto, and being impaired in Toms River. She's a 30-year-old girl. She got in a car accident. Two people got killed. She got injured. They took her to community hospital, which is a local hospital. They got a warrant for her blood. They get a warrant for your to take your blood, and you think you're gonna refuse? No. They bring in sheriffs. They hold you down. They take the blood. I've been there.
Yeah, that's no different from driving drunk.
It's no, and right, and they charged her based on her blood level of THC.
What's that got to do with?
No, I'm saying
how to.
No, okay, what saying I'm saying is you're being impaired. No, you ask me how it impairs you.
That's not what we're asking about the health risks.
Okay, so the health risk. The other thing
in
is,
in what ways does it affect your cardiovascular health?
First of all, it causes it. It's I excites. Think, I think, no, I no, think, no. Wait. Hang on. You asked me a question.
Yeah, but
okay. Go ahead. You have major people getting stents.
Typically, from people that smoke the weed, not people that take the weed in from. Mm-mm. Other ways.
The studies are kind of like, that's a good point you make.
I was there for the show, Cash. Studies show that people that smoke weed do worse than people that ingest weed.
No doubt that if you smoke it, we're going to get off on a tangent, but let me make a point here. There's difference between smoking and vaping and eating the stuff. But you got to go. I want to end it with this because this is not the time of show to talk about this. Go to the CDC if anybody's concerned. And look at what the CDC says about marijuana.
Yeah, I think in general, just combustion, like inhaling any type of combustion, is bad for you. Like tobacco, marijuana, anything. Yes.
But appears
that really seems to be drugs aside, all drugs aside, weed aside, everything aside. Combustion typically it seems to be the worst thing for your body.
If you look at the cardiology literature, THC excites the heart muscle. It does, it I don't know if it causes arrhythmia. I have to do a little research. I don't remember exactly.
But what we're talking about, that ingesting isn't as bad as smoking. So in general, it seems to be that smoking seems to be pretty awful for people.
Yeah, it has the secondary downside of carcinogens and maybe lung cancer.
And tar.
But it seems that the marijuana is really impacting the heart. And again, we could talk about it another time, but it's not as safe as you think. That's my point. So anyway,
nothing's safe.
But getting back to the beach and everything, our hands are tied with regard to these kids howling and being drunk on a boardwalk. You used to be able to lock them up, and now here's the thing: you could get somebody for disorderly persons if they're really intoxicated. But what I see most places doing,
we had a girl on the beach this weekend. I wasn't there, but I heard about it. She was stumbling across the beach and made her way all the way down from one end to the other, was asked to leave because of just how drunk and disorderly she was acting.
Right, right.
She refused.
Right.
She ran into the ocean and had to be pulled out by Dan.
Right, right.
She got handcuffed, put in the back of a cop car. She, at some point, stripped naked.
Yeah.
Got put in the back of the cop car, broke the cop car, broke the door off the car and tried to run away and then got hogtied.
Yeah, right. And she goes to the hospital. And what happens is now you get arrested for being public intoxication.
Well, I think she got arrested also for destroying police.
But she, but that's how, and how old was she?
Multiple
that's
charges.
That's the next inch. How old? I wonder how old do you think she was? Anybody know?
40. She was old.
Oh, she was an old. Yeah. We get that. But when you have these young kids, it's a real problem, because where's the line? I mean, you even if you could call their parents, you still can't give them a ticket. You can't lock them up. You can't put them in a car. You can't take them to the police station. That used to happen all the time. When we had kids that would...
Catch, we got to stop preaching that to the kids that they're going to... We have young kids listening right now.
I'm just telling you.
You're really isolating them from us.
What do you mean? Why?
You're just telling how awful they are right now.
I'm not saying that. If you're drinking on
I'm
the
not
beach,
lie. They look pretty
awful.
They were a little
Listen, if you, I'm not saying
they
that.
Misbehaved
this
weekend.
No. But I'm saying is, if you're when I would roll down on the beach or in the cops, if you're 15, 16 year old kids and they were all drunk,
I see the flip side where they don't want to fuck these kids' lives up because they're misbehaving.
Right. Well, but if you give them a ticket. But here's what we used to do: those kids were drunk. We didn't let them go in a car. We didn't let them drive. We didn't go home. What we did is we gathered them up. The police would take them to the police station. We'd get their ID. They'd call their parents, and the parents would have to come down and get them.
Yeah, I would say...
That used to happen all the time. That stopped when the Governor Murphy passed this law and basically put a kibosh and said to the cops, if you even call the parents, we're going to lock you guys up.
I think that's just a compounding problem from maybe government lasting a long time, of just more and more laws being put into place without some being removed. Because during the time that you're talking about, there definitely were people being good Samaritans, taking taking this kid, telling him to just shut up, say you're acting ridiculous, we're going to handle you and, like, not arrest the kid most of the time unless they retaliate. Well,
but even if we, here's the thing, even arrest them, we didn't arrest them.
I said you didn't arrest them.
But we had, but they had to be arrested. They had to be taken under custody.
What are you doing?
They had to be taken under custody. That's my point.
Cops used to follow people home when they were drunk and they pulled them over.
Yeah, but that's, I don't see how that, the point is here.
No, now there's too much of a paper trail with everything. There's too much of a camera with everything. There's too much of,
right, but
I pulled this guy over. My,
right. Good. So what, though? What's your point, though?
What is my point, Cash? What am I saying? What am I saying?
I'm just telling you that.
No, no, no. What did I say? What was I saying?
You're saying there's a cat. There's a, you know, there's people could watch everything, look at everything. That's not my point. I'm talking about.
I'm saying there's too much. There's too much contract. There's too much written down. There's too much camera. Like, there's too many recordings of everything happening. When it, the time that you're talking about, there were people trying to be good Samaritans all the time, trying to just help these kids and help people, and now you have to, because you have to follow the system, it doesn't help everyone.
I could tell you my point here, my perspective. If I'm 30,000 feet up, I'm telling you what it is. You have a woke governor, okay. You have a leftist Democrat governor who wants, he's going to make it where he feels that the police were going.
Cash, there wasn't a woke governor for 40 years when you started to be a part of
this. Listen, you can say what you want to say. He pushed the agenda to say you can't touch a kid under 18 if they're smoking or drinking in public. And they also put hashish. And I'll show you the thing.
I don't think you should touch kids ever.
No, I mean, but give them, you can't, it's not delinquent and it's not against the law. And so I'm saying once you do that now, these kids could do whatever they want. And the cops' hands are tied. And we can't even call the parents. And even if we can, we can't detain these kids. I feel bad when you got kids who are drunk and they're going to get in the car and go on a parkway and get killed. I'm telling you what we did before.
I know, and I'm agreeing with what you did before was
right,
good.
Right, right.
But you're not hearing that it's not just like the last 3 years.
So get rid
years
of that law. Let's fix that law. Let's change it.
But 20 years ago, there was another law put in. There was
what?
There's a bunch of laws that keep compounding that make these situations harder and harder to deal with is what I'm saying. Before, the drinking age used to be 18. Now it's 21 to prevent kids from drinking, which never was effective.
Well, they stopped it now. I mean, they said under 18 you could drink. It's not against the law. It's against the law, but it's not delinquent.
I know. I'm just saying there's so many laws now. Like,
right, but what?
It's illegal for them to buy alcohol. It's not illegal for them to drink alcohol. Like, there's so much happening.
Right. Well, my point is, though, what you wind up getting.
I know you're really annoyed about the last 3 years of Governor Murphy.
What you wind up getting is what you have now. You have kids out of control. They have, your cops can't touch them. They try to do the best they can, but they could smoke, drink, do whatever they want to do.
Ty, what do you think?
I think that this is why we need to bring teen night at Bamboo back.
Ooh. Just
keep them all in one place so we can keep a close eye on them.
Yeah, but that was really bad. There was because they let 19-year-olds and 18-year-olds in teen night.
Anyway, let's get back.
No, teen night in reality was like awful.
Let's get back to our lifeguard stuff.
The only thing they did was they'd give you like a special wristband that said you were a teen and you'd like rip it off.
So listen, I want to throw a couple things out. Let's just talk about our lifeguard real quick, because here's the thing. We had a couple unbelievable rescues. We had one kid. His name is Lumberg. I think his father would appreciate that we mentioned this. He did two really big rescues.
We mentioned this already.
Right. But we could record it again. But the other thing is, I want to just say you did a great job with that rope can. It was cold. And that was really good. But the whole week, we worked really hard. All the lifeguards in the Seaside Beach Patrol did a great job.
Knocked the rust off real quick.
Right, you know? Right. And you know, we had multiple rescues. We kept the peace on the beach. There was no issues. I think it was really, you know, pretty mellow from our perspective. We did a good job. And usually we don't expect to have that much ocean involvement in Memorial Weekend.
Nah, so we went from zero.
So we went from 0 to 80 miles an hour. And that, I think we rose to the occasion pretty damn fast. We had, you know, rookies and kids who never, you know, they never, we didn't even get time to train them. I mean, they were in the background watching us, but, you know, it was pretty good. So I thought, you know, what was your perspective? Anything else on the weekend as far as lifeguarding?
I thought it was bad water, but we handled it fairly well.
Yeah.
Sean's debut weekend as a sergeant.
Yeah.
Full
yeah.
of action. Full.
And he had a swim rope can.
Some things never change.
You still had to swim the rope can, so you know. Then we had to do one of the things too. We had to do mutual rescue on one of the adjacent beaches, right? So there's multiple victims in the water, right? And this is, again, nobody was prepared for this, right? So there's one of those little small beaches north of us, and they had multiple people. So the lifeguard on Herring said, hey, I want to go down there and help him out. They can't get the people out of water. So he goes down there, and then I follow. And I'm not even thinking to bring a rope. We get down there, and one of our lifeguards, Nico, is helping pull the people out. It's running like a mother, you know, and he's swimming them in and they're struggling. But they got in, and I talked to the lifeguard there. They we don't have a rope. We were just setting up today. So, you know, that was another thing. You know, so I don't think a lot of people were prepared for the water to be this bad and warm and have this amount of people, this crowd. I think a lot of places got, you know, kind of like, whoa. And I'll make another announcement here, and I think this is very important. All my career, I've never seen Lavalette. This was the first time that they opened up Memorial Weekend. Usually they wait until July. So a lot of these beaches are really starting to open up earlier.
July. They open in July?
The first day they opened up was July 4th weekend.
Yep. That's beach wild. Patrol. They're beach patrol?
Yes.
What happens in June?
They just, you know, it's, I mean, yeah, no, they just, they work out. They let them swim. And here's the thing. You got to remember, that's not a private town, but that's a little bit more different. You don't get a lot of day trippers. People go there. More
knowledgeable clientele. I never
knew that.
Yeah, this is a new
are
first
day. Are they open full time now?
No, weekends, but still. They're, you know, every weekend now, that's something new. They would not open up until July. They maybe the week before, maybe get the equipment and everything. A lot of beaches used to go from July to September, Labor Day, July 4th to Labor Day, and that was it. Hard stop. And now a lot of beaches are because of the water's bad and you know they're rising to the occasion, which I think is pretty admirable. I think that's you know that says a lot for the towns. They care about the people and they're putting the resources out there. So that's really good. I think we're getting better and better. I think we're getting this Jersey Shore is really coming around with regard to the seriousness of lifeguarding. There's a bill right now. The guy's trying to pass a bill where you teach the kids in New Jersey. Kindergarten to, I guess, eighth grade, water safety. He's having a hard time getting it through.
I've been saying that for years. That
yeah, you said that. Yeah,
should be mandatory in schools.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or at least
education.
Somehow. Yeah, kids should be. Every kid should be taught how to swim.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is access to water. Not everyone can get to a pool. There's not enough public pools.
There's not a lot of pools.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we can broker a deal at the Y.
Start getting high schools to teach or elementary schools to teach.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Well, I just think
they pay enough for those other programs.
Yeah, yeah. What else? What other things happened this weekend? Do you remember? So the boardwalk was crazy, but anything? What was there? Anything else that went on? I mean, any other? The only drowning I knew was one that I heard of, and that was in a non-guarded area.
I think there were like three shark that pinged.
Oh yeah, great white pinged like off of Ocean City.
I think there
was
three of them.
550 pounds.
Oh, okay. Talk about a shark. Can I tell you my shark story this weekend?
Sure. Your shark washed up today, actually.
Oh, he did?
Did you throw it back in?
Yeah, so listen to this. I get a phone call. You can't, I mean, I get a phone.
I knew it when it was his.
You can't make this stuff up.
You're supposed to give it a ceremonial burial under the boardwalk.
You can't make this up. I get a radio transmission from the lifeguards on Hancock. They say, hey, listen, surfers just found a fishing pole with a shark attached. Yeah, okay? It was a sand shark, but I didn't know that at that time. So, somebody else got on the radio. Is it alive? No, it's dead.
Yeah, no way. Of course, the person on the stand reporting the shark doesn't say how big or anything about
nothing.
The
situation. It just says a shark on
shark
a
shark washed up.
But with a fishing pole. Mm-hmm. No, and he said the surfer's board. So I go down there, and the surfers are there, and it's maybe a 2 foot. It's a sand shark, and it's wrapped up and it's dead. And there's a fishing pole, and there's three surfers, and I know all of them. I knew the two guys, but the other guy, I'm like, he goes. Dr. Catchmar. I go, yeah, he just power washed my house. I never met the he like about a month ago. He was the guy who power washed my house. And so anyway, I cut the shark and I told him throw it back in the water. And he took the fishing pole. He goes, I'm going to keep this pole. I mean, that you can't make that stuff up. What's the odds on? First of all, I don't know how a surfer could even, I guess it was floating. I don't know. It was washing the wash. So a surfer found the pole and the shark. And then it happened to be the guy who power washed my house. So that was a weird story, you know. But anyway, yeah, we threw it back in. What do you got? You could bury it. And I didn't have a shovel, and you know.
I know you didn't try to bury it.
Yeah. It came up where?
It came up on Blaine today, right next to the pier. There was actually this family that was not letting us bury it. They were like concerned that we'd release it back to the wild, and that they were convinced it was still alive. So,
lady, the shark's been dead for 3 days.
Yeah, I know. I was like saying, like, ma'am, this is probably the same shark that we just heard about yesterday, whatever. And like the dad now is like has to be the hero, and We had a guy with a multi-tool, one of us. So we were cutting out the fish hook to make the family and the kids happy.
Oh, was the fish hook in the fin?
No, it was in the mouth.
No, that's another one.
Oh, it was a different shark.
Yeah, wow. This one was not in the mouth. This was in the fin.
In fact,
I cut it out, I think. I don't know. Get it. I'm sorry.
Do our first aid qualifications apply to wildlife?
No, but then the dad who I wanted to bury it. The dad was then picking it up by the hook, trying to rip the hook out. I'm like, sir, you're just making this so much worse. And he's like, trying to rip it out to make the kids like stop being upset that there's a dead shark. We eventually get the hook out and throw it back in. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, no, mine had the hook was on the fin, but I buried
a giant sharks. Ray once. Like it was like three quarters of this table.
Damn.
Like my entire wingspan, this thing was huge, and it was the smelliest thing I've ever smelled in my life.
When I fished, I mean, I fished for 20 something years. We'd catch sand sharks if you got off the wreck, stingrays once in a while. We'd throw them all back. I had a little apparatus where I could get the hook out real quick without hurting them and throw them back in. We always used to throw them back in live. In fact, we only caught enough fish that we were going to eat. But that was funny. That was a weird one. I'm trying to think what else happened on the beach that was kind of funny this weekend. You know, there was. It seemed to be a mellow crowd on the beach. I mean, I don't think we had too much. You know, the girl who was drunk, I heard somebody, you know.
We had a fight, too, that we broke up.
Yeah. I heard somebody, like, poured water on somebody. He woke him up, and he, you know.
That's how it started.
Yeah. But other than that, I think it was a pretty mellow crowd. I don't remember really.
Was the North End as crowded as the South End this weekend?
Yeah, well, I don't.
Because that's normally where all the prom kids stay is over on that side.
Yeah. It was, you know, I didn't go over to South End, so I don't really know. People who are listening, we have two ends. You know, we have between the piers, there's a North and South Beach. I don't know. I don't really know. We had a good crowd. I tell you, we had definitely a good crowd. It wasn't, you know, and the water got warm. You know, what was the water temperature today? Did it get warmer?
I had a snatch with it, whatever day. It's warmer than the air. It's because it's been northeast.
I think it's about 62 now.
It's warm.
Yeah, see,
I bet it's above 65.
Ooh. It's been northeast for like over a week, it feels like.
Well, it was 60 Friday. I don't know if I took the temperature. No, it was 60. Yeah, it was 60 also Sunday. And no, Saturday. I wasn't there Sunday, so I don't know what the deal is. But it was definitely, you know, warm. Yeah, it's going to be. Then Friday is going to be hot. You say it's going to rain, but I know it's going to be warm.
I think it might rain this weekend. I checked. Yeah. It said Saturday it's going to rain.
All right. Anything else? Because I got to get out of here. So
you got a meeting, right?
Yeah. So we want to pack this in. Everything. I think it was a pretty good show. I think we talked about a lot.
Yeah.
Sean, I got to, again. Sean didn't want to be, you know, but you did a great job, Sean. That was some rescue you did. I mean, you were out there.
I do have to say, before the people were concerned that we'd have to call the fire department for like a jet ski or something because ours wasn't set up.
I got you in.
I literally go on the radio and said like if we can't get a rope out, I literally go on the radio saying like I can swim the rope out right before I take it out.
Well, that's what Rob's like, Coast Guard. I'm like, whoa. I said, Rob, we're gonna get out. And I got down there. I saw you, and you know, if you weren't gonna get out, I would have. All of us would have swam. We get out. Yeah. I mean, there's no way that we can swim a rope out. If we can't do that, then we should pack it in.
I knew I was going really? To get out.
Yeah, I know. The only thing is I felt bad about you guys. You were sitting out there in the cold, and, like, did you feel when I got there and I started pulling that rope, you started moving, you know? Because it was Cole and another kid. I can't think
of
that.
It was Luke, yeah. It was
they were struggling. But, you know, again, you had big – they had three people, and that thing was cranking. That run was, like – that was cooking. It was the worst – you know, you can't get any worse than what it had that day. Listen, Sean, thank you for – you did a great job.
Everyone, turn on – notifications, like, subscribe, follow. We're the only podcast on the internet.
And we're real ocean lifeguards.
We're real ocean lifeguards.
And we still work, and we're we make rescues.
Everyone, when there's no lifeguards on duty, stay out and stay alive.
Stay out and stay alive. Tyler, anything?
Yeah, message us. Stay out, stay alive, in all caps, if you want a T-shirt.
T-shirt.
Before Friday.
Email us before Friday.
All right, man. Okay. All right. Listen, everyone, take care. Thank you. And have a nice week. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.